new car, new color conversation, and so forth. President wants to talk to you about what would be the best way to work out the announcement. And he goes on as well. He's talked about staying on another 6 months or anything.
I haven't heard that he has. I think now he's leaking what he wants to do. He's going to have a Republican-oriented civic organization like Common Cause.
Some time. I but I
somebody who is known to have a personal relationship with the president, the third second. And, but as I say, because it's so terribly important that we keep Italy from going over the brink of the left, and that we try to take a very discreet, subtle performance. He'll have, we wanted to know how really he's, that the president is making the key ambassadorial appointments directly, so that he will be the president's ambassador here with direct, with a direct channel, given that crap, okay, which is true, of course, direct channel to the White House. Because we want to be sure that he, while he works, of course, within the State Department guidelines and so forth, we want to be very sure of what we want him to do.
Why don't you get in this business about going over to the left? I think that's the kind of thing that you could do with
this. But now he comes up and says, well, I'm terribly hurt, so forth and so on. Deal with the army and the Marines, get our prisoners, pull out our forces.
He'll come along. And if you start to do that, I would think he'd cave.
Well, he reads the messages.
I don't see how he can figure.
But you know what it is? The point is, he either comes along or he commits suicide.
Down the tube.
Sure,
yes, because
sure.
But you know the expectations that build up, and incidentally, not misleading the public at all.
Yeah,
all the bastard souls. Our feeling he sold us 3 days before the election. We were some of the talks of good faith and so forth. So it looks that way. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, are they hanging in tough at their October position?
And tougher.
For what I would expect to
know. Sure. The reason is that part of the reason, though, is that, well, being perfectly candid with you, I think part of the reason is that they see that we have set the election, we're going to have a deal. And they think, well, maybe we got to get a deal. They know that we'd like to get one.
Sure.
For them.
Sure.
They figure we got a deadline.
You know, nip a corner off here or there?
No. So you never even realize that making a deal before the election was not in our interest politically. I kept trying to tell them that. I said, forget it. We should have left or right where it was if we wanted to want. But that's here or there. Nevertheless, it was good enough anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe never would. But the point is that Henry's own conduct and his high profile over there has enormously escalated the expectations. That got that picture of him smiling with Lee Gatto. You may not have thought of that all that, but Jesus Christ, I mean, you know, he's sitting there grinning while Christ Almighty, people think, well, everything's going to lie. And then it's going over, which he should never have done, to Brussels to see the Indonesian, you know, on the ground. He's going to go see them, to work up there, studying on that. Well, Henry shouldn't have done that. He's got State Department funds that could have gone over there. You got what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you may not have sensed
this. Well, I, of course, don't have a background, but I think the general assumption around the country is that it's just a matter of where you sign this one, you know. And I think that the public now would generally approve forcing him to an agreement.
Well, we're going to force him. Problem is, what I may do is call Henry home for consultation, which probably is a bad idea. In other words, send it back over. Well, we'll see.
Have you had a chance to talk to Bob about the mode of announcement of the cabinet and so forth? I've been kicking this around for Ziegler a little bit. And
I
wonder if you'd want to think about this.
No, I was waiting to hear from all of you.
One thought that Ron's had, and I'm inclined to think that there's a good deal to be said for it, is that the announcement of at least the first group, but perhaps you want to think about announcing the whole group from Camp David, is an identity or a symbolism there that is good.
How would you mean? You bring the press into the camp?
Bring the press up to the hangar. And set up a briefing set up there.
Right.
And we can consider how you want to do it. I would bring in the laurel.
Oh, no.
Just they walk across from their little bunker there across the field of the hangar. And there'd be enough room in there. But the idea would be then that this is the Camp David cabinet, so to speak, which doesn't have too bad a flavor to it.
Yeah.
And it sets Camp David as a place of action. Which I
think what I should do then is to go up, if we're going to start, if we're ready to do it, is to go up to Camp David again Monday and continue the meetings.
I would think so.
Not have them here.
I would think so.
Very well, and not have my people in here.
Well, now, it's obviously just one alternative, but I think Ronald's got a pretty good sense of that.
Let's say that again. Now, why is how do I do it? Do I get out of the day, get my face, and say, this great man is
no, this great no. I don't think anybody thinks you should do that.
I just hope not. Now, I never believe in trying to top anything.
The,
or do it take the same, well,
the handouts and the statements and
would be done there without your being involved in it at all. Your presence is known.
Yeah.
And as a little,
I would need to come over.
Well, you could if you wanted for a perfunctory sort of an introduction. Say, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you the new secretary of this, new secretary of that. Mr. Ziegler will handle the details and biographies, and
I would say nothing about it. What I would like to do, if I do introduce them, I don't mind introducing them, because they like to have the picture. And then we can have it all set up. I want to introduce to you the new captain, the Secretary of State, Secretary Rock, Secretary of Defense, Secretary Graves, Secretary Solicitor. They all walk up and they take their seats. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain. Mr. Ziegler will
provide you with a biograph. Well, I think what you do is have each one say, I'm delighted. Obviously, I can't answer questions or make any comments until after
they go by.
And
they go by.
Then you host
them. I introduce them.
You introduce them. Then you host a lunch for them up there and they'll have a lot.
Yeah.
And then that's the Camp David Kevin.
Good. If that's better than five, that would be a damn good television picture. I could have a lunch up afterwards and have all I take a picture. No, you don't need another picture.
Don't need a really. Okay, then that would give us a chance to work them over from a conflict of interest and confirmation standpoint while they're all up there. Get them all in that conference room and tell them what they're
going to have them for lunch, for a quick lunch.
Yep.
And say, we're going to have lunch now. We've got a very tough time to get this, and we're going to work through it and so forth.
Then turn them over to the staff.
I think we can be ready to go over Tuesday.
Oh, I think so. We've got a little more work to do on some of these outside
fellows. I'll take my life. We got to get the word in that damn Skelly, thing. We've got to force Henry on that. Let Bob force him. You don't have a title for transportation yet,
right? No. That really does not. I was out of touch yesterday. I don't know what they may have turned up. But not that I'm aware of.
It's a good idea.
Well,
I think it's a good idea. Yes, but that's not require me to say something about it.
Right.
I don't think I should say something about this great captain. I've done that once.
Right.
And he is qualified because he's been in the chamber. You know what I mean? I shouldn't be the master of ceremonies anymore. I think I should do that.
Well,
that's a different game.
Whatever we do has to give you the option of being present for the picture and not out.
That's right.
And I think Camp David does that in a way that almost no place else does.
Well, if we have a present or the picture, then you can't leave the captain sitting there.
Well, sure, you can leave them sitting
there. Yeah, yeah.
And then let each one of them stand up for his individual picture, saying to the press,
yeah.
I'm very appreciative of the president's confidence.
I think it's best for me to introduce each and have them and say, now, gentlemen, each member of the cabinet or their presidents will say a word.
I've got to go cook the lunch.
You get out. I guess. Say, we're going to have lunch together. Here. And Mr. Ziegler will be back.
I think you can get away with that.
I think we should do it with one glass.
Yep.
One thing. It's much the better thing to do because the problem of doing the foreign, you see, I was thinking we could do the foreign affairs one and then the domestic affairs. The difficulty is the foreign affairs involves. They mix with the domestic credit
Oh, you could still do that. If you want to have it over a period of 2 or 3 days, you could do it with a hangar formula and go out and introduce your Laird to the
Rickett
system.
I think I would just... I don't think we should get the undersecretaries in.
No, you wouldn't have to.
We want keeping on the White House staff.
Just heard it out.
I'd like to give Bob, frankly, from a personal standpoint, your
Oh, they know you have. They don't feel that at all. I mean, Bob, perfectly content to go right along the way he is.
But I think that he could be a... I think his coming over to transportation would be good. That also moves him around.
Yeah.
That's not the other thing.
Well, and if you made him an undersecretary, you could say to Martin, well, look, here's a, this is the reason we're taking him away from you. You say, you're going to give him a promotion. So that would work. Malik would feel that it is soft and ineffective and not his style and so on. But a little mix like that, I don't think hurts all that much.
But you could put it to Malik quite candidly that he needs somebody who knows how to, frankly, smooth off rough edges, deal with the politicians.
Yeah.
So, because Malik ain't going to be very good at that.
That's right.
No. Is he coming?
We're riding up with us.
Yes, sir.
Fine, that's good.
Fine,
so we'll go there. We'll leave at a quarter to approximately a quarter to 12.
Oh, quarter to 1, I mean,
quarter to 1.
Because I've got to have some time after these meetings and talking to Bob Akers.
I do have one thing. I got this on the phone.
Study.